everyone. Welcome to episode 107.
This is the redux.
Redux. R-E-D-A-U-X. Redo.
Because we tried. We had a false start last week. My apologies. My fucking internet.
What happened? What was the end result? Okay. What was the end result of that?
Can I tell you how frustrating it is to have technical difficulties and to have internet problems in your house, especially since AT&T, who are not going to be sponsoring us anytime soon.
No.
In my area, I think all we get are AT&T and Spectrum. And my dude calls Spectrum rectum because I don't know why. Apparently, he must have had a bad experience with Spectrum. But they charge a shit ton of money. But they also have super fast speed. But I'm starting to think that it's a con how everyone tells you you have to have super fast. You know, like we were getting with.
Right.
I'm gonna do the short abridged version because this is really boring.
Yeah, please do. You're already losing me.
You know that I cut the cord and did the whole streaming thing, and so we don't have cable or anything. And it's
good. It's worked out for you.
Oh, my God, I love it. We're going on 2 years, and I absolutely love it. My dude gets annoyed sometimes, mostly because of the sports, but we've been able to get a lot of the different sports stuff. Anyway, so when we first signed up, AT&T UVerse gave us, there was a deal where it was like 12 months, $25 a month, 48 megabytes per second. And, that's the – megabytes per second is supposed to be super important, especially if you're streaming everything and you have everybody on internet. Great. Well, after the year, then AT&T goes, oh, no, now you need to bend over. We don't care about you. Now we want to charge you. If you still want 48 megabytes per second, you're going to have to pay us $75 a month. And I was like, what? No, I just was getting 25. Right, but that was I said it was a promo. No, it wasn't a promo. It was an introductory offer. But now that it's been over a year, now you get our real rates. These are our actual rates. I'm like, well, let's just look for a different promo. Sign me up for a different promo. Oh, no, there's nothing even remotely like that. So we go back and forth and back and forth. And basically the end result is if you're a longtime customer and you've been with AT&T for like 15 years like I have, they don't give a shit about you. They just want new customers. So so I had to go down to 3 megabytes per second and pay $36 a month for 3 megabytes per second.
Wow.
So I was actively looking around and realized now that there's only two up here, Spectrum and AT&T. There's only two. And Spectrum wants, I think their cheapest package is $60 a month for, I don't know, I think it's like 50 megabytes per second. It's super fast. It's like 75 megabytes per second. It's super fast, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to spend that much money. Everybody wants to bundle. No one wants, they're all very angry at us, those of us who've cut the cord. So regardless, it's been, I think, like 7 months at 3 megabytes per second, and we've had zero issues. So that's why I think this whole, like, oh, no, you won't be able to do anything on 3 megabytes per second. Really? Okay. So, but then I started having issues, and I figured, oh, fuck it, it finally caught up with us. We're going to have to investigate. And I am such an idiot. I reset stuff. I did the whole, because the first thing you're supposed to do is unplug.
Right.
So I wait. You and I try to record. We have horrible issues. We couldn't use anything.
Yeah,
we lasted about 15 minutes. It was awful. And I knew that it was my internet because I've been having issues. I've been having to use my hotspot off my phone for internet in my house for the last 2 weeks.
That's funny.
I finally, I get an appointment, but of course you have to wait 3 days. And the guy comes and he walks in. And he goes, he was on the phone with his manager. He said, I'm so sorry. I just, my manager called me back. Somebody just threw a burrito at me. I said, what? And he goes, I was in my truck, and I had the window rolled down. Now, he's a Hispanic guy, so I was like, oh, my God, was it a hate crime? Like, what the hell? And he was like, no. And then, of course, when I said that, I thought, maybe that was racist. Now I'm so worried about saying shit that's racist. Whatever. So he's got the window rolled down, and he's, I think from the story, he was in his truck.
Okay.
And he was doing something. I think he was stopped, like at the stop sign or whatever, and he said he felt something hit his chest. And he was kind of shocked.
This is awful.
You're kind of surprised, like you go, wait, what was that? And he kind of looked down and looked around like, what? What just happened? Did something, like a bird fly? What happened?
Right.
And he looks up and he sees a car speeding around the corner and he hears a voice go, fuck AT&T, AT&T sucks. And he takes up and I go, oh, it wasn't a hate crime. So it wasn't like a racist thing. He just really hates AT&T. And he was like, yeah, he threw a burrito. Like a, it was mostly eaten. It was like the tail end of his burrito. He threw it. Not only did he throw it, but it was perfect aim. Like, he got it through the open window. It hit him square in the chest. And then fell onto the floor. And he was down and he was like, is that a burrito? Did that guy? So it took him a minute to put it together. Like, wait a minute. Something hit me. There's a guy speeding away yelling. Oh, my God.
About how much he hates AT&T.
I just got hit in the chest with a burrito. And he was like, I just work for them, man. Like, I don't own AT&T. I'm just a freaking technician, dude.
Right, I'm a
so
worker.
So he comes into my house. And this has just happened when he comes into the house. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry. You want some water? Or like what?
Can I get you some salsa? What?
And here I am, like the stupid white woman going, was it a racist thing? Like, was he throwing a burrito at you? Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like, here you go. Yeah, here you go, whatever racist Hispanic slur word. Here you, you know, eat my burrito. No, it was an I hate AT&T thing.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah. So, regardless.
I mean, awful. It's so awful, but it's so.
I know, but still.
It's so fucked up. It's a good story.
He wasn't. He was a mixture of surprised, and there was a little bit of like humor in there for him as well, because he was like,
that's a good story.
Are you kidding me? Did you just hit me in the chest with a burrito?
He's gonna tell his buddies. He's gonna be like, dude, I'm fucking working today, and some guy chucked a burrito into the window and screamed, I hate AT&T.
Yes. But they
need hazard pay.
This is how frustrated we are. This is why there should not be monopolies. God, I almost forgot that word. There should not be monopolies. You should not have only one or two options. It's not right. But they're all buying each other out,
right,
which I'm sure actor-wise has been, commercial-wise has been frustrating for us, because, God forbid, you do a commercial for, you know, Comcast, and Comcast, they all own, like, cell companies now. And you're like, wait, what's the conflict here? What's the, you know?
Right.
That's the whole reason why they're not supposed to be able to buy each other out, is because it's like a big monopoly up here, and you don't have any choices. And they just go, how about $50 for 3 megabytes per second? No.
Right.
How about 70? How about we don't give it to you at all because you're a bitch and you're complaining too much? So he comes up and he goes, well, let me see. I might have to replace the modem, or we thought it was the line or something. And he goes, well, try it now. And everything was working. And I said, what'd you do? I reset it. And I was like, I did that. He said, did you hold it down for 30 seconds? No. He's like, yeah, you got to hold it down for 30 seconds. So I'm an idiot, and we've been dealing for like probably 2 weeks with the internet on the devices, the Hulu and the Netflix, and all the TV stuff has been fine, thank God, because that would have not been okay. But we couldn't get internet on any of our iPads or cell phones or laptops for some reason. It was very odd. So yeah, I'm a fucking idiot, and all I had to do was reset it. Burrito guy just held the button down for 30 seconds and
left. And now he has to clean. And he had to go clean up his truck.
Set, and he had to go.
He didn't have a flat.
There was nothing. It must have been wrapped. I think it was wrapped up. Like he was. You know how you have the very end, and it's in the
and you crumple it up and throw the
tinfoil around over it. I'm guessing that's what it was like. I don't know. He didn't really say, but so regardless. Yeah, we had our little false start last week when we tried to record for y'all, and then we had to redo
we had to wait for the AT&T guy. But since we're talking about food and weird stuff, so, you know, last week ago Sunday was Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I took my dad out to the Japanese restaurant that he and my mom liked to go to. It's not far. It's, you know, like a mile from my house. And on occasion, they will call my dad to ask him to deliver food for them that they get orders off of Grubhub.
Grubhub, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, occasionally he goes and does that. And we were just talking about it, like, before, and he goes, you know, they haven't called me in a really long time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, we're conversation, and we get there, and it's the teppanyaki style, kind of like a Benihana's place where, you know, you're sitting with people you don't really know and whatever. So we had a really nice dinner, and we're just about done. So the owner came up to us, and she goes, "Hey, Dad, do you want to make a delivery for us?" And I look at her, and I go, are you kidding me?
You were at dinner, right? Were you in the middle of dinner?
We were finishing. We had just paid our bill. I was giving her my credit card to pay. And she goes, "Yeah." And I looked at him, and I drove him. So, which means I have to go with him on the delivery if we do this. And I look at him, and I go, "What?" And he goes, "Are you serious?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's not far from your house." Now, she doesn't know that we came together, and he only lives a mile from me. It's really not a big deal. And he looks at me, and I go, "Let's do it." So we paid our bill, and we go and we wait for the food. And the address is 1669 or something
like
that.
How much does he make for that?
$8.
Okay.
So he got $8.
Did he split it with you?
He was offered, but the novelty of it, yeah, the novelty of it was too great.
Of course.
I mean, I'm going, who does this fucking happen to? I mean, we're at dinner. The lady asked us if he'll deliver some food so that she doesn't have to send one of her guys because they were swamped, right? So we drive, and I'm like, what's the order even? And it was like an order of egg rolls, regular fried rice, and chicken fried rice. I'm like, that's it? Like, that's all the order is.
And I'm like, egg rolls and two orders of fried rice? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
And I go, this shit's going to be cold. Like, why would you, I don't understand from this restaurant why you would order takeout unless you were getting sushi, which is cold, right? But okay. So we go to this like subdivision and we can't find the building. And we're completely laughing because
this is when I would have gotten annoyed. I'm like, see, this is what happens. We should have just said no. Now this is bullshit.
Well, so I call the guy. I said, "Hi, we're delivering from Yusan for Grubhub. We can't find this building number." He goes, "Oh man, I gave you the wrong building number. It's 1659. I go, "Okay, well, we'll be right there." I'm like, "Well, it's not our problem if the food's cold because it's on him that he
gave the wrong number." Because he's some stoner.
Yeah, probably, his name was Boris.
Boris was stoned out of his mind waiting for his fried rice.
Yeah. So that's what I did on Father's Day with my dad. We delivered an order of food from the restaurant that we had dinner.
Hilarious.
It was beautiful. I'm like, hilarious. Was this on your bucket list? It wasn't on mine, but I'll tell you, this is a good story. I'm like, this is fucking great.
Your dad made $8 on Father's Day. Did he at least give you a tip?
No.
He didn't tip?
That's part of their deal.
Oh, you don't tip Grubhub? You don't tip
Grubhub? Yeah, so the $8 included the gratuity.
Whatever.
But it was 10 minutes of our time, so it's not like...
I guess $8 for 10 minutes.
And, you know, I mean, it was my gas and wear and tear in the car. I mean, again, it was the novelty of it, not the monetary...
That's $56 an hour when you really think about it.
Yeah. Probably beats Uber, right?
It beats Uber. Beats Uber Eats.
So, so that happened. Hmm. And, so that was kind of an interesting thing. I had a whole bunch of shit, and I forgot it. But I'm gonna go dig into I was reading an article that was a little bit unsettling. So there's a town here. Called Arlington Heights.
And, oh, I know where Arlington Heights is. I used to live in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, so this is a little road rage story. So a man in Arlington Heights crashed his car into another car, then got out and started chasing the other driver with a chainsaw.
He just happened to have a chainsaw in the back of his car?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That's disturbing.
What? How do you... How do you do that? I mean, thankfully no one got hurt. But, I mean, that's a bad day. You're driving along, someone gets pissed at you, and somebody hits your car and comes with a chainsaw. It's not even giving you the finger anymore. It's not like someone giving you the finger.
Road rage has gotten so out of control now. We had a story on the news here, and the weird thing about it is everybody has their phones out. What is that about, that these people, and they're getting video of stuff before it happens. Like, there was a big explosion where a truck exploded or something, and the people had the video before it happened. So how do they know they're just driving in your car and you decide, I mean, like either people just have lots of dash cams, which I don't think that's a thing here, or somehow they just decided like, hey, that truck looks interesting. I wonder if something's going to happen. Let's just videotape it with my phone. Why do they have these videos? But there was this video of this guy. He's on a motorcycle and he was having an altercation with a car. He got pissed off.
Yeah, I saw that.
This was in LA. I think it was on the 405.
He kicked the guy's car.
He drove
car,
up
right?
next to it and he kicked the guy's car. And the guy, apparently he must have freaked out. He overreacted, pulled to the right, dinged it, like winged a truck. And for some reason, the truck, like, overreacted, pulled the wheel, and it pulled it so sharply that the truck rolled, like, three times. And the motorcycle, of course, just took off because the motorcycle, nothing hit the motorcycle. So now, of course, they're like, we're still searching for the driver of the motorcycle.
Wasn't it like a chain reaction of, like, 14 cars or something?
I don't think it was 14, but it was a chain reaction of a handful of cars, and no one was really injured. But it's road rage. I keep telling my dude because he gets super road ragey. Not like I'm gonna pull out a gun, but he curses a lot. He drives a lot, so he's always like, "Ugh, fucking drive, blah blah." He just gets angry. He doesn't take it out on anybody else. He just like he'll curse at other drivers. He'll get frustrated with traffic, and I'm like, you know, I get frustrated too. But you have to just kind of like. Let it go. Like, find a zen happy place. Or I'll complain. He's like, you do it too. I know. I'll be on the phone with you when you bitch. And I said, yeah, but I just bitch like, oh, okay, just come in, whatever. Like, just because you put your turn signal on doesn't mean that you don't put your turn signal on and then merge, or like put your turn signal on as you're merging. You actually, that's just a notifier to let the person know that you want to merge. It doesn't give you a right to. And then I let it go. I don't continue like, ranting and raving and cussing it. So I'm like, you got to work on that, man, or you're going to blow some sort of gasket. You're going to give yourself high blood pressure. Because yesterday we were driving home from Mammoth, and what was supposed to be a 3.5-hour drive became a 6.5-hour drive.
No.
There's fires, and the freeway that we were taking, the 14, was about to drive directly through a brush fire. And, of course, they decided right before we got to it that they weren't going to let that happen anymore. People were driving the pass, and they were all of a sudden they decided to shut the entire freeway down get everybody and spill 5 lanes of highway traffic onto a 1 lane of off ramp into Santa Clarita. So thousands and thousands of cars are now flooding the streets of Santa Clarita, trying to get over to the 5, trying to take side streets over to a different freeway to get down. It was a nightmare.
That would have ruined my whole weekend.
Well, I mean, luckily we were coming home. But he was just like, rah, 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 rah. And I was trying to be the zen one because I said, yeah, but babe, so much for going home and relaxing. I'm like, you know, we still have the rest of the day, right? Like we were due to get home at 3. We got home at 6. It's not like there's still plenty of relaxing time. I'll go get us food. We don't have to cook anything. I'll go pick up some food and we'll just like sit and eat and it's not, I understand this is frustrating, but like, would you like to pull over and let me drive for a little while?
Right.
No. And he just was cranky. I mean, he wasn't angry. He just was, it made him super cranky pants. I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is, babe. Like, there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I know, but it's still frustrating. That's why I'm really, when I drive, like even on weekends and, you know, like if I'm going somewhere, I'm the person on the Sunday that wants to like, be out of wherever we are by noon so that you don't hit traffic because I can't stand sitting.
Oh, we did. We were on the road at like 11:45. The funny thing about it is that we didn't – there was no rush. And on Sunday, there's usually not a lot of traffic, especially on those freeways. It's not that big of a deal. It's mostly Friday. You know, Friday night we can hit some traffic. But it's not a lot of traffic. So we got up and we were done with breakfast and at like, I think, 10:15. And – I said, well, what do you want to do? I mean, it seems a little early, you know, because we didn't get a lot of time to spend up there. We were only there for a day and a half. And he said, no, let's just leave at noon. I said, okay. So we sat down and we were watching this Eagles documentary the night before. Such a great documentary. So sad. We were watching this Eagles documentary, and there was another one that was like an hour long. So we were like, well, let's just watch that this morning, and then we'll go. We hung out and watched that.
Like Eagles the bird or Eagles the group?
Okay, listen. What do you think? You think we were all sitting around watching Nat Geo and watching a documentary on birds?
I have no idea.
I'm going to punch you. The band. The band.
Great. I just was looking for clarification. You do not need to get testy with me. I was really more for our listeners because, you realize that we have a big international group now. And maybe they would have
known. We talked about that last week on the recording that didn't work out. So we'll have to tell
our
listeners
again. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah,
actually, let me look and see what we're up to.
How much apparently the Japanese love them some keek.
Well,
so
it's Asian. It doesn't say Japan. Well, it's Tokyo, right?
So I thought you said, yeah.
I did.
I thought you told me Japan. So anyway, as we were driving, because I wanted to make things all that much better, as we were sitting, trying not to get burned up on the freeway, I turned to him at one point and said, well, thank God we watched that Our Eagles video, because if we hadn't, we probably wouldn't be sitting in this traffic right now.
Nice! Way to add kindling to the fire. Oh,
it wasn't even as good as the one from yesterday. You have to find the one. There's a two-hour one, and it's so good.
Okay.
So good. Anyway.
Last time I asked you how many listeners do you think we have?
We have 3.5, and I was wrong because I think, wasn't it like 50-something?
It was 56. Guess how many listeners we have now?
53. Did two of them die?
66.
Or did three of them die? Oh,
we gained 10 more.
Okay.
And some of our most recent episodes have been doing quite well. The World According to Mo, episode 103, has gotten 86 plays. Well, let's take a look and where around the world.
World are our listeners?
Do you know that the Europeans? Hello, Europe. Hello, Europe.
Hello, Europe.
In the last month, they have they have eclipsed the North American plays by 12%. Most of our listeners are from Europe. And then the United, then North America, and then Asia. Now, apparently the Northern Hemisphere is liking our show very much, and the Southern Hemisphere, South America, Africa, and Australia, not so much.
Not so much. Whatever. We're not
perfect. Holy smokes. Well, welcome, everybody. We really appreciate it, and we love having you as listeners. We got some United States, some Japan, some France, some Germany, the Netherlands, the UK, and one person from Sweden.
Oh, well.
Wow. Okay, so anyway.
Freaky Deaky Dutch. Gotta love them. We love the Freaky Deaky Dutch.
So that's why.
My dude is Freaky Deaky Dutch. But go ahead. Yes. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I went to the what eagles were you speaking of? Because, let's not assume now that we have a large international stable. We might.
Everybody knows the Eagles. Everybody loves Hotel California. Everybody loves the Eagles.
Okay, I think you've made your point. So let's continue with another story that I picked up in the world of news.
Yes.
A man, superfan Tim's going to love this. A man constipated from birth, carrying over 28 pounds of feces. And his parents didn't really think it was a serious condition.
How old was he when they...
22. Imagine 2 decades of never being able to fully relieve yourself in the bathroom. That was the experience of a 22-year-old Chinese man.
Did he never go to the doctor?
Well, I'm going to read you the story. Why don't you listen then?
Okay.
This is what he lived with before doctors in Shanghai removed 30 inches of his extremely swollen colon. Say that 10 times fast. Weighing nearly 29 pounds, his colon was filled with feces that had accumulated there over his lifetime. He told doctors that he'd suffered constipation for his entire life and that laxatives only offered minor relief. Dr. Yin Liu of 10th People's Hospital of Shanghai, where the surgery was performed, told Chinese news site The Paper that the man's abdomen looked as if he were more than 9 months pregnant. It looked like it could explode at any time, said Dr. Liu, according to Daily Star. At the end of the 3-hour operation, doctors had successfully removed the affected portion of his colon, as well as the massive accumulation of poop, and he is expected to recover. But what caused this uncomfortable situation in the first place? The anonymous man's painful blockage resulted from a condition known as Hirschsprung's disease. This congenital condition, characterized by poor movements in the bowel, occurs when portions of a person's bowels are missing nerve cells. See, you can learn on this show, too. You can learn a whole bunch. Now you know. A person's digestive tract typically moves food and waste through the intestines with a process known as peristalsis, involuntary waves of muscle contractions that push stuff through. But for a person with Hirschsprung's disease, peristalsis halts at the portion of the bowel where there aren't nerve cells. Because there are no nerve cells to signal muscles to move, a person's feces simply ends up sitting there, causing uncomfortable constipation, which can lead to a megacolon and an infection called enterocolitis. Parents usually notice symptoms of Hirschsprung disease in their infants early, typically when a newborn hasn't had a bowel movement for 48 hours since birth. In the case of the 22-year-old Chinese man, his parents didn't think that his condition was serious, so he never received medical attention he needed. When he was admitted to the hospital, he was very weak. He could barely talk. Doctors said the man's abdomen was so swollen that his skin was stretched until it was shiny, and his subcutaneous veins were seriously inflamed. Despite frequent use of laxatives throughout his lifetime, the man had not been able to attain a significant degree of relief. In short, it didn't work because laxatives aren't meant to replace the natural peristaltic movement of the intestines.
Right, but what doesn't make sense to me here is, you know, it's never here. It's always in some other country. But China is not exactly a third world country. Did no one look at this kid and say, do they not do, like, when they're growing up, when they're younger, they don't do annual physicals with the pediatrician, or they don't, his parents didn't look at him, or he didn't look at himself and go, I look like I'm growing a baby. So he didn't have to get to 9 months pregnant. Somewhere around, 4, 5, maybe 6 months pregnant, wouldn't you say, I think it might be time for me to see somebody?
I agree.
I mean, he's been an adult since 18. He's 22. What do people think?
Something is not right there. But I, as you know, from my own history of bowel issues, this story certainly caught my eye because I couldn't even imagine what that must have been like to go through that situation.
Just, right?
No, I mean, like, that gives "you're full of shit" a whole new meaning.
I mean, literally. You're full of, not only are you full of shit, you're full of 27 pounds of shit.
Yeah, 22 pounds of fecal matter just sitting there.
That's not a baby. That's like three babies.
And
he was carrying triplets.
Yeah, and to think, like, I can't imagine, because I know when I'm not comfortable, I don't want to eat. Like, how does this even work? It's just tragic. So, well, thankfully for this young man, he's doing better. So moving on to another story in the news, because I just can't, haven't done this for a while, and so I've got a whole bunch of stuff. There was a flight on which some naughty stuff happened.
Oh, what?
A drunken couple decided to have sex on a Ryanair flight.
Ryan.
All the while.
What is Ryanair?
I don't know where they're out of. All the while knowing everyone else was watching them. So this wasn't even covert. The pictures are she straddling the dude in the seat. Okay? So the people in the aisle next to them are taking him. The passengers of a flight from Manchester to Ibiza on June 9th got an unlikely surprise when a couple started to shamelessly have sex right in the middle of the flight. Okay. Among the shocked passengers was a man sitting next to the couple who couldn't help but laugh at the situation. He's literally filming them and let's like laugh. I mean, there's no blankets covering them. There's no nothing. She's got her skirt up and he's got his cock inside of her. Fellow passengers thought the couple was only joking, but didn't seem to come to an end, and things got very awkward. So at first people thought they were kidding, and then not so much. The cabin crew reportedly did nothing during the flight, but they did make a statement addressing the incident. They said, quote, "We are looking into this matter. We will not tolerate unruly, disruptive, or inappropriate behavior at any time, and any passengers who appear to behave in an unacceptable manner may be liable for future sanctions." So
future, yeah, if you come on our airline again and you do it again, where you're going to get in trouble. They didn't think to, like, the flight attendants didn't think to come by and go, you're going to need to knock that off. Now there's children here.
Okay, ready? So this couple, right? The man in the video is Sean Edmondson, a 31-year-old British sous chef with a pregnant fiance waiting at home. A friend of the couple reacted to the news in an article with The Sun. Quote, "He is known as a bit of a ladies' man. That's just a random woman he's with. They didn't know each other before the day." And friends of the 6-year-long couple said that Sean's fiance is aware of the footage and is storming with anger. But the woman seen in the video is Tracy Bolton, a mother of three, whose friends quickly stormed to her defense, saying that she was only giving a lap dance. This isn't the first time people have decided to join the Mile High Club, but definitely one of the most daring experiences. Seriously, like, how do you...
Married mother of three or just mother
I'm
of three?
Just mother of three.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Isn't that, like, he... It,
they had to have been
so flagrant.
Really, like, for your judgment to be that impaired, they had to be really drunk.
I mean, I get it that she wasn't showing any body parts. But he's...
Is there video or is that just a photo? Let me see the photo
photos.
Again.
Okay, hold on. I got to scroll back up.
I want to see more photos.
All right, okay. I don't.
You got to love the guy sitting next to him on the plane, though. There's a guy sitting next to him who's turning towards... Was it his own camera? Was he laughing at, like, into his own
yeah,
selfie?
Yeah.
Here we it go. Was his own selfie.
Okay, so that's one shot where, you know, the guy is, like, discreetly at this point taking a picture of them having sex.
This is the guy, by the way, sitting to draw you a picture, a mental picture. This is the guy who's sitting next to them.
In the aisle over. So they're on one side of the plane. This guy's on the other. And she's either wearing a skirt or I'm saying it's got to be a short skirt. And in this picture, she's hiking, clearly moving his dick to her vagina opening. I mean, like she's maneuvering.
Right.
Then she's just on it. She's riding it. Hello. And now the gentleman who's in the picture is laughing because this is ridiculous. And again, there she's on top of him. Now, this is the dude with his pregnant fiance.
Oh, that's the guy that was in the picture?
Yeah.
Or in the pictures?
And then this is the mother of three who must have had her hair. She doesn't exactly look like the same lady, but.
No, she doesn't.
Unless she had her hair done. So, So what would you do? So, this is the reason I'm telling this story.
I can't imagine what the conversation would have
been
like. What would the conversation have been like to get two strangers from, you know, hey, oh, sorry, is that my seatbelt? Oh, no, is that yours? Oh, sorry, I think that half is my seatbelt. Oh, okay, thank you. Sorry, I need to go to the restroom. Can I? Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. To, like, oh, my God, hike your skirt up and sit on my lap. Like, what? How long is that flight from Manchester to Ibiza?
Ibiza is
a party destination. It's a vacation party destination,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, from what I understand.
Take a flight to Ibiza. Isn't that line from that song?
What?
They talk about a flight to Ibiza in one of the songs that plays on, like, the dance radio station. Anyway, go ahead.
Sure. Okay, great. So here that's happening. However they get there, I don't know what it would take for me to be that intoxicated that I wouldn't care that there were other people with cell phones in this day, right, that would literally just film and photograph the whole thing. Like, I don't know how drunk I would have to be. I could see going into the bathroom stall. Like, I don't know if I could do it personally, but, I mean, I could see how that might happen to someone else getting up and going into the bathroom and doing it. But in the fucking aisle of the plane. Now,
yeah.
I can't.
Gives me a little bit of a stomach ache. I have a little bit of a stomach ache for them.
It does.
So, because, you know, because we've all done stuff when we were drunk, and then you wake up the next morning and go, because there is something about A, alcohol, and B, the hormones that start flowing when you're like.
Oh, sure. I've gotten extra naughty when I've had.
When you're going to Funky Town. So there's two things now that are impairing you. And we've all done stuff that's like in the moment when you've been drinking and when you're, you know, whatever, you got the hormones flowing.
There's no judgment.
Your judgment is impaired where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that in front of whatever that person was. However, I was also a lot younger when I did those things.
Well, these people are 31 or in their 30s. So.
Oh, are they? But also the phones and the plane, like, you'd think that something would have put in, because they couldn't have been that wasted. If they were that wasted, they wouldn't have been allowed on the plane in the first place, and they couldn't have gotten wasted on the plane, because they don't allow, like, hugely intoxicated people on planes. They would have only served them so much. They wouldn't have over-served them on a plane.
Right.
Okay. But what would you do as the person next to it?
I wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't say anything because I would be too mortified. You're gonna interrupt two drunk people fucking on a plane and be like, excuse me, you guys, seriously, could you stop doing that? I would do exactly what that guy did. I would have started taking selfies of it going, oh my God, what is happening next to me? I would have started taking selfies for sure.
I don't even know. I think I would have just blatantly started taking pictures. Like, fuck the selfies. I mean, you're doing this as for everyone to see.
I would have at least gotten in one of them like that guy did to and made a face like,
a laughing face like,
oh my God, what is happening? I would have photobombed one of those. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Photos. I would have done what that guy did. I'm not going to lie. I would like to say that I would have taken the moral high ground and, like, thrown a glass of cold water on them or hitting the call button for the flight attendant to come over and do something. I might have taken some photos and then gone up to, like, excuse myself to go to the restroom and then gone to the flight attendants and said, really? You guys are just going to ignore what's happening back in 15D and, you know, C and D? Go do something about that. There's children.
And then what do they do? I mean, like...
No, as a flight attendant, that's your job. You walk up to them and say, no, get off.
Right.
Not get off, like don't wait until you get off, but get off his lap. No, inappropriate.
Right.
Do it in the bathroom like everybody else.
Idiots. You're ruining this flight for everyone.
What would you have done? It depends on how loud. Were they? Does it say in the article whether they
it
were
doesn't.
Being like...
It doesn't say anything about... Okay, if it was that.
Remember the story that you said with the tennis match?
Back, yes.
Go back and listen a couple of episodes ago, people. We talked about a tennis match where it was a weird vortex of sound where they had this tennis match in this area where there was apartment buildings and somebody was getting busy and
it
got to the point where it was echoing through the entire stadium where everyone was playing, where they were playing tennis. And it got to the point where it, you know, at first people thought it was a joke and then they realized it was for real and it kept happening and people mm-hmm. started commenting. So it's kind of the same thing except in way closer proximity. If there was sex noises happening, I think it would have made me way more uncomfortable.
I would have been like, are you serious? I've been like, please.
Maybe, you know what I would have done? I would have opened my little package of peanuts and I would have started throwing peanuts at them.
Because that's not going to incite any violence.
Beep, beep. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this annoying you? Is that annoying you? Much like the sound of whatever you're doing.
You're not. It's not loud enough.
It's not loud enough?
No.
Much like that is annoying me.
That was so gross. Yes, that.
Much like that sound is annoying me right now, I'm going to huck these peanuts and ice. I would have thrown.
Ice.
Could you bring me a flight attendant? Hi. Could you bring me a large cup of two cups? How about a half dozen? Half
just
dozen
bring
cups
container.
Of ice.
Just a,
and I would have just started hucking ice at them. Oh, is this annoying? Is this annoying to you? I'm sorry.
Seriously. Wait. You guys can get all busy. I would have, at that point.
Pigs,
if there were, if there was noise, I would have said something. Children, but there's children on the flight.
Would you have reacted differently if you had found out that afterwards? Would your reaction be different if we had just read in that article that they were a young couple in love who were heading to Ibiza on their honeymoon?
If she had 2 months to live,
would our reaction be less judgmental?
If she had 2 months to live.
If we didn't know that he was a cheating whore and she... Well, we don't know if she was cheating because she just had kids at home. They didn't say whether she was cheating. I feel like I judge it a little bit more because it's super skanky that they were choosing to have a one-night stand in a busy, crowded...
You know what? It's just,
in the middle of the daytime.
It's skanky on its own. It's more lascivious. Is that the word I want to use? Yes.
Mm.
Because he's engaged to somebody else who's pregnant. Like the story, it becomes more tawdry because of the other stuff, but it's already skanky.
Mm-hmm.
See, this makes me not want to date. Here we go. This makes me...
No, you're just using excuses. You're using excuses.
Okay, Keek, you know that I have that Clona Willy sitting in my drawer in my dining room that has not been made.
I know, and the time is running out.
I said by the end of the summer, I would have that Willy cloned.
Yeah, so we better
and
get on it.
For those folks just listening, the Clona Willy is a... I got it on Groupon over a year ago. Probably last February.
And so much that you got it on Groupon.
I know, I got it on Groupon. And you fluff your dude... so that he has an erect penis, and it's a mold to make a latex dildo / vibrator. So you make the mold of the dildo, and then you insert the vibrator, and you're jacking off to your dude.
Yes.
And that would sound like really fun. Did your dude get you one?
No.
Did you get one?
No.
Did you ever get one? I actually
didn't. No, we talked about it. We talked about it because my dude, I wasn't sure whether my dude would do it or not.
He totally said yes.
I know. I was just going to say, I think it was one of those things where I was like, no, he would probably be like, fuck yeah, I want to have permanent, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah. And then I think when he came in and we asked him about it, he was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Because what dude's ego doesn't want his woman or man partner using his replica of his member to get off? It's quite lovely, I would imagine. And that's all I can do is imagine, Keek, because mine's still sitting in its original packaging.
Well, so our solutions to this were, you were talking about going back on Match.com and that you saw nobody of any remote interest and that you were being way too harsh with your criteria. And my thing was to throw some of those criteria out of the window. It's just coffee. It's just a coffee date. Just go on the coffee date. Don't.
Ulteriorly, I know that I need a dildo to be made. So it's not just coffee, Keek.
Well, yeah. That's why I think you should go on Tinder. Right, because Tinder, from my understanding, because Tinder was not around or it was in its infancy, I think, when I was single. And I did not go on Tinder. And I do remember thinking that it was just a hookup thing. That it was just a hookup thing. But I believe now that it is not just a hookup thing, that it is not just for hookups, that people are finding, you know.
Okay. I had Tinder on my phone because, if you remember, my nephew Hank was on an episode.
Yes.
And he talked about Tinder and, you know, and how it's a hookup thing and whatever. So I downloaded Tinder to see what it was all about. And this was two summers ago, I think, at this point. And needless to say, I did the sweep left, you know, I think I always, whatever way you sweep, to not have anyone contact you, but I just was more of a voyeur looking at it. And I think like 6 months later, 8 months later, there was a badge that said to update. So I did, which means that I was on the site. And while I was on the site, I think we've talked about this before, somebody who I know who has an open marriage contacted me and said, hey, he called me. I was at the Home Depot waiting for it to open, and I saw that you were on Tinder. So does that mean you're game?
That's so disturbing.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I knew. I mean, he and I had discussed before how he and his wife, you know, like I said, have an open relationship. But I was like, oh, this is making me uncomfortable because he saw me on Tinder. So now I'm a little Tinder shy. But I guess that's just an isolated incident, right?
No, but that's the problem. I mean,
do you
that's
think
the
I should try
gonna
Tinder? Is that like,
yeah.
Are we is this going to be some homework for me?
I think so. Because the thing about it is that dating sites are awkward anyway because you feel like it's, you know, private, but it's not. I told you, I think when I was doing a dating site, God, it's been like 7 years ago now. But when I was doing, I think it was Match.com or Plenty of Fish or one of those, I can't remember. I was trying to find photos. That's the whole thing. It's like you're trying to find photos to post that make you look good, that where it's not just you. And I posted a picture where I kind of cropped it, but you could still see some
other
people.
What do you mean where it's not just you? Don't people only want to see you?
Yeah, but you also want, like, you know, you don't want it always just to be like glam shots of you. Sometimes you'll come across photos that go, oh, look, this is me having fun with my friends, but not friends that, you know, that like, that still make you look, where you're the main person in the picture. And there was a photo around the time, I think it was like after my 20-year high school reunion or something, or it was after a wedding, it was a high school reunion. And there was a couple of people in the high school reunion picture, but it was mostly me, but you could see like one or two other people kind of. And one of my buddies from high school was a dude. One of my buddies, because they also say don't put pictures of yourself with other women, because then what if it's like, oh, is that you? No, that's not me. My hot friend is not me. And I get a text message from my buddy from high school that was like, did you put a picture of me on your Match.com profile? One of my friends saw it. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is so mortifying.
Yeah,
it's so mortifying when the worlds collide. And you're like, no, this is supposed to be private. Nobody that I know is supposed to see this shit. But I also told you the story about how my sister really wanted me to go on eHarmony because that's supposed to be the one where people find true love. But I think it's bullshit. You can find love anywhere. And maybe you don't want to find love. Maybe you want to just find a fun date. Not a hookup, but you want to find a fun date to go to a Dodger game with, or I don't know, or to a baseball game. But so he went on eHarmony. I did not. My little sister filled out, like, was going to fill out a whole profile for me. And I said, oh, good luck, have fun, because eHarmony is supposed to be this super, it takes like 15, 20 minutes to fill out the questionnaire because it's supposed to be so detailed because it's supposed to be your soulmate. So my dude had this stalker situation that I think I had told you guys about. When he was single, he was dating this woman who turned out to be crazy and broke into his apartment and was stalking him. And oh yeah, she was crazy. Bitches be crazy. And so he's on, months later, whatever, he gets rid of her, and he's on eHarmony. And eHarmony, it's a little different than Match.com, where Match you can pick and you send people messages. Well, eHarmony, I don't know all about it because I haven't been on it, but from my understanding, you don't get to pick. They choose for you. They send you matches that they think are right for you but based on your profile. So he goes on and he fills out the whole profile, and one of the first matches that they send him that's right for him is fucking stalker chick.
No! From eHarmony? Yes. That's great.
They didn't meet through eHarmony, but he's on eHarmony trying again, and the first person they sent him was the stalker chick. He was like, oh my God, delete, 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 delete. He like deleted his profile and got off eHarmony right away because he went. So I still tease him about that. I'm like, honey.
But
knows who your perfect match is. It's your stalker.
That would be okay. So that would be a little uncomfortable for me too, like seeing my ex-husband on these sites.
Yeah, but you won't because.
And I saw. Well, he might be otherwise engaged at this point, but
yeah, I think he's got somebody else in his life.
But I did see a guy I went to high school with in there.
That's the thing, is you might occasionally see people, and that might be a little weird, but I think you should try Tinder. Do something different. Try it.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Swipey, swipey.
While we're on here right now.
Okay.
I'm downloading Tinder onto my phone.
Listen, I have now, the roles are reversed. When I was single and my married friend, who'd been married forever, was so excited about me going on the dating websites, and she was on them with me every day. Like, I'd go into the office and she would want to see everything. And I'm like, listen, it's not that exciting. Because, you know, they didn't have that stuff when we were younger and we were in the dating scene. They didn't have the websites. And so she was super excited about it.
I did Match when I was in my 20s. I was on Match.
They did?
Yeah.
No, I never did.
You're
them.
So
I don't, they
old,
weren't
man.
As po- no, they weren't as popular. Uh-uh. I didn't get my first computer until I was 30.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Fred Flintstone. What do you mean?
I didn't buy my first computer until
I know
I was
you
30.
Didn't. I did. I had it. I had one in my 20s.
I did not. I was too poor. They were really expensive back then. You couldn't get a Dell for $300 like you can now. But anyway, so she was super excited about it because she thought it was the coolest thing. And if she was single, she would kill that. And I'm like, yeah, sure you would. It's so fun. I'm like, it's not as fun as it looks. So, and now the roles are reversed. And now I'm becoming that annoying person that's like, do it. Go on.
Well, wait, they're only saying that it says I have to log in with Facebook.
Don't log in with Facebook.
It's not letting me log in any other way.
Usually it gives you, look in the teeny tiny print underneath. There should be some other way to sign in. You shouldn't have to log in with, I've never logged in. When it gives me the option,
no.
I never log in
it's
with Facebook.
It's not letting me. It's just saying log in with Facebook.
Maybe try logging in on your computer first. Sometimes the phone apps don't give you as many options as the computer when you go in. So go on your computer, your laptop.
Let me check my iPad here.
Not the iPad. The iPad might not give you the full thing. Try it, but it might not give you the full thing.
I don't even know if it's on my iPad. If it did both, right? It probably did both.
Plus, you should already have a login from a long time ago, shouldn't you?
I don't know why you talked me into this. My stomach is churning right now, even thinking about it.
Very persuasive.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Let's see. Let's go. Let's reach out to our listeners yet once again, because they're so good at responding. Should I do Tinder? Yes or no? I'll pose it as a question. I'll pose it as a question on Tinder.
Right, but we're not waiting for their responses, because God knows that'll take forever. Go on there and see if you can log in on the actual website.
All right. Hold on.
It should give you a different option.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then there's that OkCupid, too. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, I think I did OkCupid. I did the free ones because I was cheap, and I paid for Match.com for like a half a second and then realized it was useless because it takes you forever. It's a full-time job to go through all of those profiles. It takes you forever to look at them, and then when you finally get through all of them, it's not like there's tons of new people. Then it's depressing because you're like, oh, my God, did I just reach the end of the internet? I just reached the bottom of the list. I'm like,
I know.
There's only a few new people added here and there, and you've read everybody already.
I know. I know. That's the problem, is that I spent, like, 2 weeks ago, I spent, like, a bunch of time looking through, like, on a Sunday. I was kind of watching TV, and I think I went through 200 profiles just looking, and I was like, I'm like, what would...
And then before you know it, you go, oh, my God, 8 hours just went by. What happened? It's dark. It just sucks up so much time. I hated it.
Yes. And I'll tell you, on the iPad, it's not being very... I'm putting in Tinder, and it's bringing up OkCupid. It's bringing up other sites, but...
Well, is there... Here, let me go on.
I can try to solve this dilemma when I get off here, but... Okay.
Yeah,
so
you might need to see if they have like
this while we're on.
Okay, let's see if they have an actual like Tinder.com. Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. Now, wait, my dude's gonna like use my computer and go, what the fuck? Did you sign up?
Honey, are we having any problems that I should know about? And all you have to say is Girk, and he'll be like, oh, okay. That's like your
Tinder,
only thing.
Tinder online is coming soon. It's apparently just an app. Okay. Oh, I don't want to download it. You should be able to download it, though. It's saying that you can download it, but I'm not going to hit the download button because that would be bad. I can't have Tinder on my computer. I don't think my husband would appreciate that.
Okay. Well, here we go.
So you'll have to... Oh,
here
you,
we
I
go.
Can
I just...
Do. Did you log in?
I'm trying to... Get it now? Let's see what happens. It says only on iPhone. What? Here we go. Then we'll see what happens here, and then we'll move on. Because we're just about at the end here of our show today.
Yes, we
are.
We'll
just banter while this is loading. Anything fun for 4th of July?
We're going to Colorado.
How fun.
Yes. Right?
That's lovely.
I know.
To see family or friends or...
Yeah, my little sister's up in Oregon City and my dad's in Prineville, so...
In Colorado?
Did I just say Colorado? I meant to say Oregon.
What?
I meant to say Oregon. I have other family in Colorado. My mom's going to Colorado.
It's still only letting me log in by Facebook.
I don't trust that. I always find those so weird. I don't...
Because we don't post anything to Facebook by signing in. I guess that's the way you have to do it now.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that they're going to have access to stuff.
Why does it explain... What does it say why they need to do it that way?
Because they're getting your likes and some pictures and whatever. All right. I did it. Aye.
Whoop, whoop.
Aye. Okay. Oh, this is exactly my fucking point. Here's a dude.
Oh, wait, it went away. Oh, good. I can't see it. Go down. Okay. What is that?
It's some guy.
With his kid,
who's asleep. And how do I know that's his kid and not, like, that he didn't go to the neighbor's house and the kid's sleeping and...
Well, and why would you put a picture, a selfie? It's clearly a selfie of a guy. He's taking a selfie of himself next to his sleeping child on Tinder. Is it some guys? I really feel like, what's the deal with the picture in the mirror in the bathroom where guys take the shirtless selfies in the bathroom mirror? what is that about? Do they think that, a woman is going to look at that and go, oh, he's a father, and look at his adorable son is sleeping? Or are they going to look at it and go, oh, my God, that's so creepy. What is he doing? Because I opt for the second one. Why are you taking a selfie with your sleeping kid? That's creepy.
Right. Okay, so then look at it. That's yummy. Can you see?
No, you got to tilt it. You can't see it. Go down. There it is. I can kind of see it. Yeah, if you raise it up. This is so great for our viewers. Yeah, that's okay. I can't really see that now.
But just scoot. But, you know.
Yeah, he looked cute.
Yeah, 28.
Mm-hmm. 28, okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I'm already, gone through,
Swipe right on that guy. What do you do? What's swipe left is reject and swipe right is...
You know, they don't let you... I'm not... cancel! I didn't like him! Cancel! Oh, shit. Okay.
This is going to be so awesome. I think the next episode needs to be completely devoted to Tinder.
Well, a portion of it. We'll do a Tinder date. Okay. Well, everyone will do a Tinder thing, and then we'll live on the moment, and I'll actually have to like someone and see what happens.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have an aneurysm right now. Oh, boy.
I can't wait. This is so exciting. Okay, well, we got to wrap it up.
There we go.
What we were talking about. We sidetracked and then got back off on Tinder again. We were talking about Oregon. I'm going to Oregon.
Right.
For 4th. What are you doing for the 4th?
I haven't decided yet. We
probably won't
end up second.
We might not end up doing another show until we probably won't be on the air or posting another show until after the 4th because I'll be out of town for a week.
Oh, okay.
And one will be right before the 4th. This one will be. This is up obviously the week before the 4th, and then we'll post again probably a week and a half after.
So should I? You know what? And probably. Because I'm going to try to take a little time off that week at 4th of July, too. So are we suggesting that I should wait to do...
No, we're not suggesting that at all. No. We are suggesting that you need to get on that horse. Literally, figuratively.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jump on. All right, girl. Do it.
Yeah, okay.
Do it.
I've literally
people from Nike say... Just do it.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, my sphincter just tightened. Everything about me is just completely.
I know it's good though. It's good.
Right. We'll see.
Get that.
Well, hey
out
guys,
of the way.
Thanks for listening to us once again. We hope that this was informative, educational, and just plain fun. How about that? Just fun.
Just fun.
Okay. Well, if you live in the United States, happy 4th of July. Now I get to say that. Isn't that fun? But now, you know what, we're going to have to brush up on some of these other cultural things that are happening around the world so we can, say, happy, Fudge Day in the Netherlands.
Yeah, isn't Boxing Day a big thing in, the UK? No? I don't know.
Why are you asking me that? I would know this. I mean, I'm very cosmopolitan, but I don't. I'm a very cosmopolitan Midwestern, okay?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
And we love all of you. Yay. All right, we'll see you guys later. Take care.
Bye. I need someone who's clean.